tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, what is up, you guys? Welcome back to Black Twitter on Black Hollywood Live. Yo, we got a nice show for y'all today. It's about to be lit. It's a lot of stuff going on, but let me introduce you guys to these amazing people on this panel. First, we got the oh so lovely and beautiful Ashley Dior Jones in the building. How are you doing today?
Me? I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing much better this week. I'm glad the sun is shining and we're still here alive and, you know, I'm thankful. Happy to be here.
All right. And then next up, we got the sassy and the beautiful as well, AJ, up in the building. How you doing?
I am good. I'm ready to get into it today. I got some heat for petty crimes. Y'all gonna like this story.
I can't.
All right, I'm ready for that. All right, then last but not least, we got actor, comedian, and writer up in the house. We got James Maple. What's up, my man?
In the What's studio up, today.
Yo, right. I'm in the studio today. Yeah, luckily AfterBuzz TV and Bean Show always take care of the hosts. They will help me out with a few things. So they allowed me to use the beautiful studio space today to film. So thank you, BHO and AfterBuzz TV for that.
All right, cool. Well, like I said before, we got a jam-packed show for y'all tonight. It's about to be lit. We're going to start off with some trending topics, and then we're going to move into some club quarantine, talk about some music. And then we got the drops for y'all this week, and then we're going to end it with one of our favorite segments, Petty Crimes by AJ. But let's get into it. I heard we got some news about some people standing in solidarity and leaving their shows, and that is for James, right?
Yeah, man. So, you know, a couple celebrities are leaving their TV shows. And I'm really want to dig into this. So the first celebrity, this was actually announced about a week and a half ago. If you guys know activist, comedian, actress, all around kindness giver, Amanda Seales. So she's been on The Real for, I believe it's been about 6 months. I think she had a 6-month contract. And she recently cited The Real for really not allowing her to speak. As you guys know, Amanda Seales is a massive advocate for Black lives and for Black people. So she has a quick quote I want to read to you guys. She says, basically, my contract is up and I didn't renew it because it doesn't feel good to my soul to be in a place where I cannot speak to my people the way that they need to be spoken to, excuse me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that led me to, you know, I thought about that and it kind of just it was like, that's typical of Amanda. I oftentimes thought it was strange that she was on the show, The Real, because she is a very real. And I thought she might've been a little too real for the other girls. So that happened and I was like, okay, that's to be expected. But then just announced, I believe it was late last night or this morning, we have the beautiful, the stunning Ava Marcel. You guys may know her from America's Next Top Model. So she was on The Real Housewives of Atlanta and she quit the show recently and cited kind of the same reason. She was saying in a couple interviews that she's quitting the show to focus on her family, marriage, and community. So it got me to thinking about this, and I wanted to pitch it to you guys to discuss, to get your opinion. So do you think it is a good idea for these big name Black celebrities to leave their shows for our cause? Or do you think that like them staying on the show can spread our message further? Like I can think, for instance, for mostly the viewers of The Real, I feel like Amanda being on that show, she exposed a lot of white people, a lot of Asian people, a lot of people that aren't Black to Black issues. So I was thinking to myself, is this a good idea for her to leave? And the same thing with Ava. So I want to pitch it to Ashley first, because it looks like she has an opinion on
it. I absolutely have an opinion about this. I loved Amanda on The Real. Like she had such a distinct voice. She wasn't afraid to say exactly what she meant. And I think, you know, that show is geared towards young African-American women. And I thought that her voice was just one that we don't hear enough. One that's really about like love and encouragement and empowerment. And it was just so refreshing to have her on that show. So I'm really going to miss her. I hate the executives there. I guess didn't support her in the way that she needed. But I think it is so important for Black celebrities to maintain their platforms so they can continue to spread our message. I think, you know, the more screens we're on, the more impact we can have. And, you know, that's just kind of the way of the world. So I'm sad to see them go. Honestly, I think we need to continue to take up space, and especially this space in media, to continue to have our voices heard. Yeah, so I'm bummed. I'm bummed that they're gone.
Yeah, I would say for Amanda, I did enjoy her on the reel, but you know, I feel like she's so real. I just didn't feel like she fit the reel.
She's too real.
How ironic.
She's a little too real.
Too real.
You know, I love her, but I just feel like it was a little, you know, I don't know. Well, I do know, but I just feel like her leaving, it's fine for better opportunities. I feel like better stuff come her way that fits her. And as far as Eva Marcel and the Housewives, I am a big fan of the Atlanta Housewives, okay? I've been watching them forever. When Eva joined, I was a little like, Eva, you know, I didn't quite think she fit into with the other girls. I don't know. I was trying to get used to her, but I love her as a person. But on that show, I just was like, Eva, you on the house, Atlanta Housewives? She just didn't, I don't think she fit with the rest of the girls.
Okay, all right.
You know, well, I was thinking to kind of piggyback on that in terms of like people not fitting in. I thought the same thing about, I can't think of her name, but Tootie. When she joined Real Housewives of Atlanta, Kim I was Fields. Like, why are Kim you Fields. On this show? Oh, Kim Fields, Kim thank Fields. You, Ashley.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She was another one, too. I was like, wait, I'm all about having, like, Black women, and, you know, empowerment. Mm-hmm. Get on that that Real Housewife mm-hmm. platform. But Kim mm-hmm. Fields? Really?
Yeah.
So I feel
you. It's a very specific space. Like, to hold that mm-hmm. title, like, to hold a peach, you got to be a certain type of woman. That's for sure.
Yeah. So.
That is like the best tag to hold a peach. You got to be a certain kind of woman.
It's true.
Yeah.
I think everybody was confused. We was like, did she know what show she signed up to be on? And I still remember she went off and I'm like, oh yeah, she knew right then she made a mistake when they went on the vacation. And that was the episode she snapped on everybody. Even her husband was like, you need to calm it down. Like, some of y'all watch it, but if anybody know what I'm talking about, if you in a live chat, let me know if you know what I'm talking about. But that one episode, even my husband was like, hey, we got to put cameras out of here. My wife needs to calm down right now.
So, yeah. I feel like it becomes very apparent when you're like the distinct person in a group. And I feel like a lot of times people don't agree with a lot of things that you say, and you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. And I think that's why, you know, those people left. But speaking of people that probably don't belong in certain spaces, what you got with us for today, Ashley, with Kanye?
Oh my goodness. So I'm so sorry to bring Kanye up again this week, but I just couldn't let this information pass us by. So this week, Kanye West filed a trademark for Yeezy Beauty. Can you believe this? So the trademark includes Yeezy makeup, fake lashes, face masks, nail polish, body oils, fragrance, anything you could possibly think of. And, wow. You know, he is set to start launching these products. And I was like, well, wait, his wife has KKW Beauty and his sister-in-law has Kylie Cosmetics and Kylie Skin. Like, how are they going to do all this? Like, how is it not going to compete? But I think maybe they're just trying to take over like the whole beauty market, which I wouldn't be surprised by. But also something interesting I read was that Kim is thinking of selling at least a portion of her company to Coty Cosmetics. And that's who Kylie also sold to a while back, you know, when she sold like her $1 billion business or whatever. So maybe they are downsizing so they can really like encourage the Yeezy brand. I don't know. I'm just very interested in like some Kanye fragrance. Like, what is that going to smell like? I'm sure it's going to be amazing because, I mean, the guy has style and his skin is amazing. Like, you guys have to, like, his skin is incredible, right? What do you guys think of Yeezy Beauty? I'm not even excited.
Listen, all I'm gonna say, I told y'all last week. together for a they was trying to get people out of jail together, and now they're trying to take over the beauty industry. Listen, they tag team, and I'm trying to tell y'all,
take over. Yo,
this y'all is already know my no. 2 cents on Kanye slavery was a choice, West. Now I, you know, to be very honest though, Ashley, honestly, I think that I don't know why I kind of support this at this app, this business venture of him more than the other ones. I don't know. I guess there is a market there for it. And you know, I think that because Black women, Black people have so few, niche beauty things as it is. I know Rihanna has a beauty line, Fenty as well. So like that part of me, I'm like, you know what? Like, again, Kanye, if you just keep your mouth shut and just keep supporting Black people with your money and your talent, then I am here for you, brother. But as soon as you open that trap, I got an issue with you. So I can really support him though in this. This is something that I think that we as a Black people need. So, you know, support Black business. I will admit I support you, Kanye West, in this business. Fine, I said it.
I think it's really going to be great. Like Kanye skincare, like I think he's really, I don't know if this is, I mean, apparently it's not just for, males, but think of like the innovation he could come up with in like the male beauty brand. I think he could make some really interesting products. And I'm excited to see what he comes up with. I just think he's so creative and this could be a really fun space for him. And to see like a Black male CEO in the beauty business, I'm excited about. So, there's a lot of like white men doing it. So why not Kanye? Why not Kanye too?
that does sound like a good idea. I feel like people, what happened, AJ?
You have a fan in the chat. They say Ashley is so fine.
Oh. Thank you. That's so nice.
That's
all.
Very sweet.
Hey,
y'all.
Link after the show.
Okay.
Put our social media at the end, so hit her up, okay?
Today I'm pretty trying to do Bachelor over here.
I'm not mad.
But on that Kanye tip, I feel like that is kind of a good thing that a lot of us should be doing, especially in the Black community, is trying to reach those other places that are kind of as seen as unreachable. And I feel like that's really good that we're like going into these other spaces and, taking people's clout and, making it our own. But speaking of people taking clout, I'm going to really have to tell y'all about this NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell and Colin Kaepernick. So, yeah, I know you guys already know about the Colin Kaepernick, being blackballed from the NFL for taking a stand, and just that whole debacle, which is still really like crazy in my mind, how someone that's taking a stand for rights of other people to be equal getting blackballed from the NFL. But besides all that, the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell, he had an interview on one of those sports channels, and he basically the interviewer brought up the situation that's going on right now, and how he didn't really say this, but in my head, like, people getting clout, taking advantage of what's going on right now to further their success in their business and stuff like that. So they kind of went on that topic, and the guy brought up Colin Kaepernick, and Roger basically said, we know these things were bad, but we encourage Colin Kaepernick to come back to the NFL, and we encourage teams to pick him back up. So what do you guys feel about that? Do you think it's a little bit too late for that? Like, he probably could have said that a little bit earlier, or what do you guys think about that whole debacle?
Did they ever publicly apologize?
I don't think so.
Like, no. Wanted to be like, oh, you're welcome to come back. But no, where's the apology?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that
in this instance, it's just too late. I mean, he's lost out on years, like legit years. So God knows how much money that is, but he lost out on so much. But you know, on the flip side of it, he has gained so much in that span of time that he had off, because he has really been a maverick for BLM. So, you know, there is a good, I think that's one of the good sides to this, that you have someone that's such a public figure like him, who had nothing but time and, you know, coins to back it up to support, you know, our cause. So I guess it is one good side of it, but the bad is not to be overlooked. You know, I think this NFL commissioner is trash. Like it's you're too late. Like you if you felt this way, we were telling you this when he made the stand. And now all of a sudden, because it's, I don't know if it's becoming, because it's like a trendy thing to support Black Lives or what it is, but to me, it just seems very disingenuous and it feels very contrived, which leads me to believe that it's not coming from a good place. It's coming from like, I'm trying to save my behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Like you said, the trauma is not a trend, okay? Mm-hmm. If nothing that happened, will you still have offered Kaepernick back his job? Will he still have been welcome to come back into the NFL?
Mm-hmm. No, and I think we know the answer to that is no, obviously, because he hasn't been, you know. So it's just like they made their bed, they're just gonna have to sleep in it at this point, you know. Like it kind of is what it is. I feel like if I were Colin and they asked me to come back, I wouldn't even want to come back, you know. Yeah. It's like, you guys didn't treat me very nice when I was when I needed you, like, you know, and now you want me to go back on the field and injure my body. And you know, I think he can, or he should, continue to do his activist work, because, you know, I feel like that's what he's most passionate about, obviously. So yeah, I'm excited to see what he does next.
And the ring in the live chat, she said, yes, he deserves that public apology. So thanks for
He does. And I also think another good point on that is a lot of people are saying, well, you know, got what he wanted in a sense. So why are people still mad about the past? And I feel like this brought me back to my good friend C.S. Lewis, creator of Narnia, and he coined this term called chronological snobbery. And it's basically the act of trying to devalue things that happened in the past and make it seem like it's irrelevant to a future situation. And I'm like, no, that man had to deal with being blackballed from the NFL, losing his job. Even if he had, you know, a lot of money before, he lost a job, he lost the opportunity to, you know, do, you know, fulfill his dream. And I feel like you should never do that, and especially, you know, standing in solidarity for a race that's, you know, predominantly in football. So that was just crazy to me. But Colin Kaepernick always gonna be an icon in my eye. And speaking of icons, what you got for us today, AJ?
Okay, y'all, so it is an icon's birthday today. So not an icon, but a hip-hop legend. So it's Tupac Shakur's birthday. If he was still alive today, he definitely would have been 49 years old. So, you know, everybody was paying tribute to him, of course. And as you can see, those are some baby pictures from him. So y'all can enjoy the slideshow as we discuss. So, yeah, so Tupac, I just feel like he profoundly impacted the world of hip hop. He had a vibrant personality, this is determination, his musical talent, everything. And my favorite quote of his is, my mama always used to tell me, if you can't find something to live for, you best find something to die for. So that's so just relevant with everything that's going on today. And I just want to have a little discussion. Let's go ahead and list our favorite Tupac songs. I'll go first. Mine is, of course, Dear Mama. It's like my favorite one.
Hit your head in your heart. My soul.
Okay. Other than that, I like California and Changes. And
so good.
Yeah. What you got? What y'all got for me?
I'll go next.
All right.
So if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I really liked Tupac. I mean, I liked his whole catalog. Like, he was definitely a genius and gone way too soon. But, you know, thank God we still have his music and his words and his interviews to live on and inspire us. But I really enjoyed all his upbeat stuff. So my favorites were All About You. And I Get Around. Those are my favorite ones. Like, I Get Around. It's just nothing like summertime, riding around in your car with your girls and like having those Tupac jams. It's just the best feeling. It's the best feeling.
I'm from the East Coast, from DC. So I didn't really grow up on too much Tupac, to be honest with you. You know, I was more East Coast vibe. But my go-to song personally is Changes. I know AJ just mentioned that. That is one song to me that that really stood out. Another song for me, despite this loud t-shirt, Thug for Life is one that I like too. The one of the good things about like living on the East Coast and coming out here is that I really do see such like a community surrounded around Tupac. So I really have been rediscovering Tupac, you know, almost for the first time by my friends in the LA area. So those are the two songs that stand out to me, especially given the current climate of things. I think Changes is like the best narrative to describe what we got going on right now.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, AJ, she stole my first pick, which is Dear Mama, but that's okay. I remember, what is my second word? All Eyes on Me. Mm-hmm. Ambitions as a Writer.
Ooh, and that's a good one.
It is. And just like his whole catalog, but I was just so interested in Tupac as a person, because I feel like now he would really be an activist in these streets with everybody in LA. Mm-hmm. And just his whole persona as a rapper, I feel like a lot of other rappers should have this spirit that he had of like educating himself on all these other things. Cause I feel like he was more than just a rapper. Like, I feel like he educated himself on all these other things, like politics, philosophy. And I felt like he was just very well-rounded. So I feel like he would definitely be out here in these streets right now, being one of those leading men in a protest. So his just the whole enigma of who he is just so interesting.
Would it be fair to say, like, would you guys, again, come from the East Coast, but I got a sense that, like, Nipsey and Tupac would be two, like, juggernauts for the movement right now if they were alive.
Of course. I was thinking about it earlier, and it was so on my heart that if Tupac were here, I think the world would be a different place.
Yeah.
Like, I really do. I really think he would have impacted so much that, like, we wouldn't even recognize the world that we're living in today. So,
I heard someone say the same thing about Kobe. Since Kobe passed, you know, shit ain't been the same since.
Yeah.
All right. Well, moving right along. Speaking of music legends and stuff, what you got for us for Club Quarantine today, James?
Yo. So, if y'all remember a couple weeks back, we reported on the BET Awards and how this would be its first time. Before we say that, we reported on BET and like we were trying to figure out if they were actually going to have the awards. So we did let you know that BET is going to indeed move forward with their BET Awards, but they're going to be doing it virtually. We got a little bit of news today regarding the host of the BET Awards. So it was just announced today that someone we've already talked about today, Miss Amanda Seales. So I know she's not on the reel, but she's going to be hosting the BET Awards. And this BET Awards is really, really, really special because this marks its 20th anniversary for the BET Awards. Now, unfortunately, you know, we would love to have this big, grandiose, you know, theater hall and all the celebs there and the pyrotechnics and the performances. That won't be our reality, but we can still celebrate these Black voices in every way possible. So I was going through the nominations today, and a lot of them stood out to me, but I wanted to play a little game with y'all, have a little game of predictions. So I chose three categories of the BET Awards, and I'll have them listed here. So for the first up, I want to just I'll present the names, and then you guys can tell me who you think. So first category up, I want to talk about is Best Female Hip Hop Artist. So we have Cardi B, Doja Cat, Lizzo, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, and
Saweetie. That was so shady. Why did you
say that? Right?
The minute he heard her name, he fell out.
Elgin, what's the week?
I think it's only fitting that Elgin go first. So Elgin, who is your prediction for best female hip hop artist of 2020. Please
don't care. Not Doja Cat. Not Doja Cat.
Nah. Oh, that was a joke.
Oh, that made me laugh. I'm gonna have to give it to Meg just because, you know, coming out the gate, she really just took it and ran with it. So I'm gonna have to definitely say Meg.
AJ, where you at?
Who was his best female rapper?
Best female rap. Best female hip hop artist.
Hip hop.
Yeah, so Cardi B, Doja Cat, Lizzo, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, and Saweetie.
Oh, I love Saweetie, but I'm gonna have to give it to either. Oh, I love Saweetie so much. Okay.
She cool, yeah.
I love her, but for this, I'm gonna have to go with either Queen Nicki or Meg Thee Stallion. Okay. One of them.
Ashley? Where are you at, Ashley?
I gotta go with Meg. I mean, she has just been a rising star this past year. I mean, she has just been literally killing it. She is just incredible.
She's a little too new for me to be like, you the best female hip hop artist.
Interesting point.
So I have to go with, like, for me, the OG on the list, Nicki Minaj. I mean, that's my choice.
Has she done?
All right, let's move on.
Ooh.
What's that?
No, this year. Like, this past year.
Oh, I was
year.
Like, what? The shade don't stop, Elgin. Oh, no.
He said, what has she done?
I should have finished that.
So let's move on to the next section, because I really want to highlight, I feel like oftentimes the BET Awards gets painted as this like music award show, but they really do hit on many, many other topics. So let's talk about another category, best actress. So we have Angela Bassett, Cynthia Erivo, Issa Rae, Regina King, Tracee Ellis Ross, and Zendaya. AJ, you are first.
The best female actress?
Best actress. So Angela Bassett, Cynthia Erivo, Issa Rae, Regina King, Tracee. What'd you say?
Let me go last.
All right. Ashley, where you at?
Wait, let me say. I don't know. This one is hard, James. I'm going to
This one is hard.
This is easy.
Tracee Ellis.
Oh.
I don't know, Issa.
I can't.
Okay, all right. We'll do ladies first, Elgin. So, Ashley, you up next.
Mm-hmm. Man, I mean, Angela Bassett, she's just like the greatest of all time. Yes. But I'm really proud of Issa and what she's done, and I don't know if she's gotten her roses yet. So, I say I want Issa to take it home. I want all Issa. Right.
Elgin?
So, I'm already jump out the gate and say, you know, my girl Zendaya, I think she got this. She gave y'all cool with Disney. She gave y'all Disney Turned Dark on HBO and Euphoria. And when I tell you she killed that, and she deserves an Emmy for her character Rue in Euphoria. Man.
I did not expect you to say Zendaya, to be very, very honest. I'm shocked by that.
She gave me levels in that.
Okay. Me, I'm going to have to go with the OG, Angela Bassett. Hands down. Let me check this list. Yeah, she paved the road for all these girls. So she did. Angela Bassett is my selection.
But what did she do this year?
She gave you life.
That's what she did. Yeah, she did.
All right, let me do this quickly. Album of the year. This is a big category. So we got Lizzo, Megan Thee Stallion, the queen herself, Beyonce, her, DaBaby, and Roddy Ricch for album of the year. Where y'all at?
Oh, Lord.
Beyonce album is Homecoming, the live album.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say.
Beyonce be dropping albums with no warning. So that was a perfectly understandable question.
You can drop one right now.
Okay, wait. Album of the year. What's the same again?
Lizzo, Megan Thee Stallion, Beyonce, her, DaBaby, and Roddy Ricch.
Ooh, I know who I want.
Yeah,
go ahead, Ashley.
I like her.
Yeah,
she got some bangers. Like thinking about like a whole collective, like, you're right, you know, album. I like Roddy Ricch too, but I only know of that one song. But I know of a couple songs from her, and I dig her. Her and Summer Walker, but that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah. Yeah. AJ, you get your thoughts together yet? Where you at?
You know, I love Beyonce, but I feel like Beyonce is good, always takes it. So I'm going to have to go with, what was it? I forgot.
Lizzo, Megan Thee Stallion, Beyonce, her, DaBaby, and Roddy Ricch. All right. Elgin.
Lizzo. Yeah, I'm going to give it to her.
All right. So I'm around this out, and I'm picking her too. So that's the most consensus we've gotten on any of these. So is the official Black Hollywood Live prediction for album of the year. It's going to be her. That's what we want. Let's move things on a little bit faster. I want to talk to you guys about some controversy regarding someone we've been discussing this show in conjunction with someone we've been talking about previously. So as you guys know, Nicki Minaj and Tekashi 6ix9ine released a song together about a week and a half ago or so. And just following that was the release of their very colorful music video. So we got to see some assets of Nicki Minaj that we have not seen as much recently, I want to say. So that got some rumors swirling about her pregnancy. Now, before we dip into that, there is one photo I definitely want to show you guys from the Shade Room. And this DJ Boof, got in a little bit of heat because his comment says, "Am I DJing the baby shower?" And he does like a kind of emoji. Do y'all think Nicki Minaj is pregnant? Is she just like, we're not trying to body shame anybody. Like, did she just happen to we all put a little bit of corona weight, totally fine. But she looks a little bit more pregnant. If you will, what are you guys' thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't know, but if she did have a baby, that would be so exciting.
It would be.
That. Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, let Queen Nicki have a baby. I'm all here for her. I'm here for the baby. Oh, that would be so cute.
Yeah.
Same. I mean, she just got married. Like, I think she's always wanted to be a mom. And I mean, I'm used to seeing like a very, you know, scantily clad Nicki Minaj, and this body looked different. Like, her body looks different. So I hope she's pregnant. That would be amazing. What a beautiful blessing it would be to her and her husband. That would be awesome. So I hope so.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I hope that I think that Nicki is in a good place now. You know, I feel like she had her party days, and granted, this video, she is very like colorful, and it did remind me of like old school Nicki, but I feel like she has matured a lot, and like, she's married now. Like, you know, she's reached, I think, such a great level of success. She has the capability, you know, to bring another life in this world and make that baby the next Nicki Minaj, hopefully. So I hope she is pregnant myself. And if she is, we will definitely report it and give you guys all the facts. And that's all I got for Club Quarantine this week.
All right. Cool. Well, the next segment we got for y'all today is some drops. Some new stuff that dropped this week or currently in the past week. And the first thing we're going to start off with is a show that's coming to HBO Max called Perry Mason, which is a legal crime drama show that was recently canceled. And then Netflix picked it up, and then they apparently dropped it. And now it somehow landed on HBO Max, which I'm like, I guess that's good because HBO got all the good shows. Mm-hmm. But that show is slated to drop in a couple of days, so make sure you guys look out for that. I might not, but who knows? I'm still trying to catch up on Insecure. Yeah, so. And the next one that we got is Lyrica Anderson. If you guys don't know who Lyrica Anderson is, she is one of the stars and one of the actual real artists on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. And she dropped her second single off of her first one, Marriott, and this one is called Act Like a Fool. And it's a really good R&B song. I'm glad that she's getting back to her roots in a sense, because her past music has been kind of rapish, R&B leaning towards rap. So I love the track. That one was really good. And the last one, this is my favorite one, because I feel like I've been talking about them for the past three shows.
You have.
I have.
We love them.
We love to see it. We got Chloe and Holly dropping their second video on their album, The Ungodly Hour. And this one is called Forgive Me. And it was a really cool, different type of video. I feel like they always lean into their creativity in a different way. I feel like they don't necessarily go for that normal three-act structure in a music video. They like to just jump out of balance a bit. So if you guys haven't seen it yet, you guys should definitely give it a watch. It's really interesting and cool. And there it goes. I mean, Beyonce's, you know, second set of kids. And, and that's it. That's it on drops. And now let's go into my second favorite segment, Breaking News.
So I've got a plethora of information tonight. First and foremost, we're going to start off with some huge news for the LGBT plus community. A Supreme Court ruled in a 6-3 decision that it is unconstitutional to fire someone based on their sexual orientation. Now, before Monday, did you guys know that it was legal for your boss to fire you in 26 states if you were gay or bisexual or part of the LGBT plus community? How ridiculous is that in 2020?
It's insane. Right? It's insane. It's like you think that we, you know, you think that everyone has like just the basic right to live, to work. And, you know, I think oftentimes we as Black people are so focused, as we should be, on our issues, but there are other brothers and sisters out there who are going through a very similar struggle. And this is like, I knew about this, but it's still very shocking that in 2020, this just happened. Another little interesting thing about this as well, Neil Gorsuch, Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, who was very, very right-leaning and was appointed by 45, it was him who really pushed this through. So, you know, I wouldn't expect it to come from him at all, but I'm glad it came from somebody, and I'm glad that it's illegal. It's even shocking that it was legal, but I think we can all agree that it's illegal to do that.
The weird thing about that is that you said, Ashley, that the court ruled it 6-3. So that's just scary to know that it's three other people that feel like everybody shouldn't have equal rights. That's kind of
bizarre. It's bizarre. And you know what's crazy is they cited the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Like, the Civil Rights Act is still protecting people in 2020. And we know that that act was passed by, you know, people who came before us who protested for our rights and the rights of others. And that was so eye-opening to me to see that, like, you know, laws that are made, like, will impact our communities and communities like ours for decades, you know, maybe even centuries. And it's just fascinating. So once again, make sure you go out and vote because it's very important.
I just want to say, what does somebody's sexual orientation got to do with them working?
Exactly.
Like interfering with how I do my job. I'm just okay.
Exactly. And well, now they don't have to, nobody has to worry about that because the Supreme Court says that it is unlawful. Now, moving on to something that is still heartbreaking. I am not done talking about Breonna Taylor. We are not done talking about Breonna Taylor. She was murdered by the police almost 3 months ago. They stormed into her house. I'm sure you all know this, stormed into her house unannounced and shot her an estimated 8 times while she was sleeping because it was supposedly a drug sting. What's heartbreaking is these officers still have not been charged. And something I just learned today was her boyfriend, who his name is Mr. Walker. I don't know his first name, but his last name is Walker. He actually shot one of the police officers like during the raid in the leg. And he was actually charged for trying to kill a police officer. Yay! The charges wow. were eventually dismissed, but how wild is that? Like, Breonna is dead and the police officer was shot in the leg, but her boyfriend was charged and none of those police officers have been charged. So I don't want to stop saying her name. I don't want us to stop saying her name. Like, we really need to find justice for Breonna Taylor. The FBI is looking into the issue. So we are slowly moving forward. But I mean, we really got to make sure some changes are made. They did implement Breonna Taylor's law in Louisville, Kentucky, saying that it's now illegal to enter residence with a no knock. So before it was legal, now it is not. So that's a little bit of progress in the right direction, mm-hmm. but you know, we still have a long way to go. Mm-hmm. So we just have to continue to fight, continue to make our voices heard, and you know, not forget those who have, you know, lost their lives and under these horrible circumstances. Last but not least, I can't not talk about Corona, because Corona is still around. People think that Corona is gone. It is not gone. Mm-hmm. And proof of this is Beijing, China is actually going back on lockdown because there is a new case of the virus. I don't mean to be smiling when I'm saying this, but it's actually horrible. But so the new virus was found in a new market in Beijing. Mm-hmm. So they shut down the market, obviously. They're doing everything they can do to contain the virus so it doesn't spread as rampantly as it did the first time. But I mean, honestly, guys, the Corona numbers are still rising. Like in the United States, there's 2.16 million confirmed cases. We've had 674,000 people have recovered, thank God. But we've had 118,000 deaths. And even in Texas, it's reported that the number of COVID cases they had from June 10th to June 11th increased by 100 people being hospitalized. Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, the increase after the Memorial Day weekend, hospitalizations increased by 42%. So people, we still need to take this virus very seriously. Let's make sure that we're wearing our masks, not only to protect ourselves, but to protect others. It's a small thing that we can do, and, you know, really try to social distance and protect ourselves, because it's taking people out, and it's definitely taking people out in our community. So we need to do everything that we can to stay as safe as possible. So that's the news for the week. Not all good, but you know.
Not good.
Yeah, but always informative.
Always informative.
Like, people keep asking me, when you coming outside, when you go hang out with them, like when they find a cure. But until then, stay at home, y'all. But back to our last segment, one of my favorite ones. We got petty crimes with AJ. What is it?
Y'all gonna have to help me out with this one. Okay, y'all. So Shake Shack, I'm explaining to do. So apparently three police officers got sick Monday after drinking milkshakes at a Manhattan Shake Shack. And the NYPD is investigating if they were poisoned with bleach. Okay, from the milkshakes. Oh. So here's the story. I know, just listen, y'all, here go the story. Monday, the officers ordered a meal at the Shake Shack on Broadway and Folsom Street at about 8:30 at night. And they had noticed their shakes had tasted strange. Then one of the officers noticed a clump of something at the bottom of the cup. And the second one said the cup smelled like bleach. The shake had smelled like bleach inside. So then the three cops who belonged to Bronx's 42nd Precinct, they were then hospitalized at New York Downtown Hospital. And they're currently recovering in stable condition, so they're okay. Now, more than two dozen officers and detectives were questioning workers at the restaurant, y'all. So they went and did a whole investigation, okay? Now, even though they haven't determined if the cops were intentionally poisoned, the city's police unions called the incident a deliberate attack on officers, all right? It even got to the point. So police, of course, everybody go to Twitter, right? So the police go to Twitter, and on their association account, they wrote, NYC police officers cannot take a meal without coming under attack. We cannot afford to let our guard down for even a moment. Okay, so now currently they're investigating the Shake Shack representatives. They are cooperating with the police investigation. So I don't know, y'all. They said, they also arrested, they took three Shake Shack employees to the station to talk to them. They wasn't handcuffed or anything. They just led them there. So I don't know. Shake Shack out here, do y'all think they went to those extremes to poison police officers by putting stuff in the milkshake? Or do you really just think it was just like It's like just it's a coincidence or something. What's going on, y'all? Let me know.
Well,
look at God. Look at God. That's all I got to say.
In my day, I used to work at a coffee shop, and I found myself accidentally putting the wrong syrups in drinks. So, I mean,
Wow.
He said it smelled like meat, and then they noticed the clump of something at the bottom of the shakes.
What is this clump?
Yeah, what is this clump? Bleach shake.
Is it hair? Is it a Tide Pod? Well, look, my two cents on this is I find it very interesting that when something happens to a police officer or theirs, it becomes this like deliberate attack, and we have to take a stand because they are attacking police officers. I can think of another sect of people in this country who are deliberately attacked and deliberately hunted and have been saying it for centuries, and we've gotten no justice. So, if some people want to take the advice of their president and drink bleach, your president told you to do it. I'm not advocating anything against police or anything like that, but karma is a bitch. I'll leave it there.
I don't know. I mean, I hope
I don't want that nobody
they weren't
to die.
Poisoned. You I know,
don't either, but I don't.
I
want
really
us to die.
Hope that they weren't poisoned, but I'd like to see the tape. Like, show me the tape. You know, and we'll talk about it after that. Let's see the evidence you have, and then we'll talk. That's all. That's all I have.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not gonna say innocent until proven guilty. There, innocent.
Who's innocent?
I agree. I'm saying I think they innocent until proven.
The people that
the people. Are innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah. I just think it's funny that they all of a sudden want to create this like investigation. Like, this is not really on topic, but like 5 Black people have been hanged in the country in the past 2 weeks, and they keep calling it a suicide. They need to be investigating that. They need to put in all those resources for that instead of some little bleach incident. I'll put that out there in lexicon.
Why would they drink it if it smelled like bleach?
That's my
right.
Thing.
Like, you know better than to drink and eat things that don't smell right. I mean,
all I'm gonna say is they show was real quick to start an investigation at Shake Shack when Breonna Killers is still out there with eight.
Exactly.
And with jobs.
Well,
and they have not been fired.
And they're being paid
work.
Yes. From your tax dollars.
Right. So let's we've got big fish to fry, gentlemen. Let's focus on what's happening.
Let's bring home the bacon. Yeah. You know what I mean.
Oh my goodness.
And with that, y'all. Thank y'all so much. Thank you so much for tuning into Black Twitter today. This is my favorite time of the week. Not even gonna cap. But thank you guys. So much for tuning in, and we'll start with Ashley. Where can we reach you on social media?
Yeah, another great show. This is also my favorite part of the whole week, just to be able to talk to you guys and to kind of congregate and laugh. It means so much. But you guys can find me at Ashley Dior Jones on all social media platforms, so definitely check me out.
All right, you AJ?
Catch me on Instagram at Crimson Pearl. And on Twitter at CrimsonPearl22.
All right. Last but not least, James.
You can find me hating on Kanye West on Instagram at Terrell James Maple, T-E-R-R-E-L-L James Maple, or on Twitter at James Maple Actor as well.
Perfect. And you guys can find me on the Instagrams and on the Twitter. And maybe on the TikTok, I don't know, at Elgin_ball. But with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in with us, and we'll catch you guys next week.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.